Rex. His pop, the almost reverend Rex Sr., sang in quartets and played no-class saloons for tips to keep himself in religion. "My son," he said, "should minister like me." Meanwhile, from Grandma's lips to God's left ear, the 5-year-old learned hurt-filled jibes like "darky," or how to war-whoop at low-born trash. She'd feed him sweetmeats and recite rude poems she'd memorized, the lyrics to lost songs that no respectable lay preacher knew. Irreverence became his best defense, the snide remark a sneakier way out. Boy meets horn. From his first note, the cornet called him home. He worked through the cluttered ranks of Officer Johnson's youth pickup band for 3 years, the pride of Georgetown. The cop died. Things fell apart. Then he got a gig with Ollie Blackwell's clowns, professionals renowned for dancing on piano stools and half-baked sideshow shtick. He had to play so loud his ears would pop. But the back rows heard him out, an overblown comedian. He got the hot seat in Fletcher's dance band, not such easy shoes to fill. What he lacked in Pop's butt-kicking blat, he made up for with mania as forte as he could, those whacked-out fills that turned the old boys' heads. He practically invented the half-valve squawk, no mean accomplishment. Though he claimed it was an accident when his unoiled third stuck. He barbered Duke, loved him madly, squealing through his own snarky concerto, trumpet in spades. Later, retired in Troy, he tried his hand at history. Bitter emollient, the lines oozed soft acids, a green aftertaste in his quick mouthpiece.